The House Committee on Revenue will come to order. We'll open a work session on House Bill 4079. Chris?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For House Bill 4079 is the tax credit clarification bill. You should have in your packet a dash A6 amendment. That is largely what the committee discussed the other day, with two exceptions and one further clarification. And so, as to not go through everything that the committee discussed the other day, those three different pieces are in the dash A6 on the section 10, starting there on page 1. This is the language that further defines how the Department of Energy will proportionally reduce and how they'll manage the cap under the transportation credit. There'll be two pots, one for transit projects and one for alternative fuel vehicle infrastructure projects. And for the transit projects, they will reduce proportionately, but limiting it such that any one entity can't receive more than 20% of the total tax credits allowed for that year. And then the language also just allows them to manage the cap for the alternative fuel vehicle infrastructure. And as the committee recalls, it kind of the credit itself, there's a $20 million biennial cap, but each year the funds available between transit and alternative fuel vehicles kind of shifts because the transit's being phased out. The second piece actually shows up in three different places. It's very similar language. The first place you can see on section 13A on page 2 of the dash A6. And this is another technical clarification dealing with pass-through rates. When the department issues the pass-through rates, or when they set the pass-through rate, what they have been doing is setting that at the time of pre-certification. But the statute actually refers to setting the pass-through rate for the tax credit. And at the technically speaking, at the time of pre-certification, there is no tax credit. And so if you follow that windy path, that would suggest final certification, which doesn't make sense for administering the process. So this just clarifies that setting the rate refers to the potential tax credit, and you can see that language in there. And so it continues to be done at the pre-cert level. So that basically a no change in the way the program is administered.
A clarification,
yes. And the third piece is in section 26 of the dash A6, which starts on page 5, but the one change is actually on page 10. And you can see the language adding grants. And this is language that adds some limits to disclosure, keeps some information confidential. Under the current credit program, credit applicants can have some information kept confidential, if it's trade secrets, those kinds of things. And this just extends that same limited disclosure to the grant recipients.
Representative Berger.
Yes, but I want to clarify, that does not mean that the grant recipients can't be put on the transparency website, just certain information is precluded from that.
That's correct, Co-Chair Berger.
Thank you. I want to put that on the record.
Okay. And then the rest of the changes in the A6 were discussed the other day. I can point those out if you'd like, or
please go ahead.
You'd like to handle
it. Go ahead, yeah.
Under the renewables, we had talked about language that says that it can't be that the certificate can't be revoked, and that's on page 1 of the A6, lines 9 through 10. So basically, for those credits, once they're sold, they can't be revoked.
Okay.
Another change for the transportation credit. On page 3 of the amendment, lines 4 and 5, there's just change in language around the biomass limitation. Let me back up a second here.
Is it page 6, perhaps?
Mr. Chair, can I interrupt for a second?
Please, Representative Bailey.
I might be missing something. I'm a little confused looking at the A6 amendments. Is this a comprehensive amendment to 4079A, or does this need to be combined with a previous amendment to 4079A?
No, this just amends 4079A.
So this would, if the bill is to move forward today, this amendment contains the entirety of the changes that are necessary. Is that correct? Or this amendment?
Correct.
The reason is that we're missing some things that we thought were going to be in.
Which things?
Section 18 of the original bill, the change of reference from DOE to OBDD.
It modifies 4079A.
So okay, A already has that.
A already has that in there.
Right.
Many of the changes are already in the A version.
Right. All right.
Most of that sheet that I went through yesterday.
Right.
Reference to the original bill.
Okay, right. So those amendments, these are the things since A.
Since A.
Well, and the one she's referring to is actually on page 3, line 9 of the amendment. Page 16, line 23, delete State Department of Energy, insert Oregon Business Development
gotcha.
Department.
Right. That's
so
right
that's
there.
Already in. That's in this amendment.
That's in the A6.
In the A6.
What about, Chris, can you excuse me, Mr. Chair?
Please, yeah.
The grant, the website references, where are those in the A6? And what exactly will be required on the website as...
Okay, in looking at it in conjunction, okay.
I know it's hard, but I need to get this on the record, please. My understanding has to be.
Okay, on page 3 of the dash A6.
Of the past page?
That, on see there on line 23, refers to page 19 of 4079A, and that's the start of where that language is. So the relating to the website piece, actually if you go over to page 4 of the dash A6, and it... the section gets reworked a little bit. In the 4079A, it's section 24, that is the transparency language. If you go to the dash A6 on page 4, line 10, it deletes line through 15 and reworks them. And so the credits that go to the transparency website are listed there on lines 12 through 14. The difference between that and the 4079A is... that the credit 315.326 is removed, and that is the credit a person gets for buying the renewable energy tax credit.
Okay, but all the others that are in the A are included.
Are still here.
Except for the one, the third-party purchaser.
Except for the third-party purchaser.
And it's simply an RRS reference.
Right, because that credit, yeah. if I buy that credit, that statute gives me the credit.
Okay.
Page 19 of the bill, line 14.
Right.
Yeah.
You'll also see that 316.116 is removed from that list of sunset references, but it's down there on line 18 of page 4 of the dash A6. And it gets pulled out a little bit separately because it's not just the simple ORS reference. It's a restriction that has to be at least
$2,000. $2,000. Yeah. Thank you.
And that significantly reduces the number of transactions that have to be disclosed.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of really small ones that there's no particular reason why anybody would want to know about those.
Right.
In a transparency situation.
Well, that and in conjunction with the language on lines 29 and 30, it applies to just the RETC existing in 2012. So a lot of, like, the appliance credits.
Oh, those are gone anyway.
Those are
they're
gone
anyway.
Right.
Thank
so
you.
Basically large RETC under the new regime. And then,
Madam Co-Chair, does that deal with the issues that you were concerned
uh-huh.
about?
Okay. It does. Thank you.
Okay. I guess one other thing that was not in 4079A, the Section 20, the biomass cap is deleted, is removed also in the dash A6.
And that is...
And I'm looking for that. It's on page 3, line 11.
Okay.
And so it refers to page 16 of the 479A and lines 30 through 35 are section 20 that identify the biomass.
Bingo. That's what my notes are. Thank you.
Okay.
And another change, clarification on the Betsy in... On page 15 of 4079A, section 16, lines 10 and 11, it's clarified that the renewable, the manufacturing Betsy is that the expiration of this research doesn't apply. And those changes can be found on page 3 of the dash A6 on lines 6 through 8. So it makes two wording changes, clarifies
it.
That.
Okay.
Okay. I think that was it. One other deletion on the transportation credit in line 6 of the A inversion, lines 10 and 11 are removed. That's where it says the transportation project does not mean transit services. It was just redundant language. Oh, and in the dash A6, that deletion can be found on page 1, line 14.
Right.
Okay.
And there's also clarification, I guess in section 2 on page 2 of the version bill, there's clarification of the language around the April 15th deadline for holding an auction.
Oh, that's in there.
That's in there. The wording was just cleaned up a little bit.
Okay. Other issues for staff? Representative Berger?
Mr. Chair, I move the A6 amendments to House Bill 4079.
Representative Berger moves the A6 amendment to House Bill 4079. Discussion? Now that we know what it is, we're voting on.
Thank you to the staff for this hard work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work to get these pieces together to track them all. Representative Bailey, did you have something?
I was hoping maybe we could find 6 or 7 more things that we could address in this bill. I'm just worried what else I'm going to do with my life if we ever get this wrapped up.
You might actually be able to apply yourself to your other business, I mean, you know, potentially.
To declare conflict, I guess.
Representative Fair.
This is not in direct conversation with the amendments or the motion before us, but to give Representative Bailey something to do, when we were meeting before on this, something that intrigued me was the difference in carryover periods on these different credits, and I'm not sure why they have different ones, but when the Joint Tax Credit Committee meets together, maybe that's something we can look at. I think I counted 2 of the credits had 4-year carryovers, 1 had 8, and the rest had 5, but that was at a cursory glance, and so I wasn't sure what the policy is with all those credit carryover periods, but I'd like to just maybe in the future maybe consider what they all mean.
Representative Brewer, we will await that discussion with bated breath.
Yes, there we go.
And the results of your further investigation. Other discussion on the motion, which is to adopt the A6. Are there any objection to the motion? No objection. A6 is adopted. Representative Brewer. Representative Berger. Sorry. Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4079A, as amended with the A6 amendments, to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Oh, phew. Thank you. Representative Berger moves House Bill 4079A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion on that motion. Is there any objection to the motion? That was quick and easy. Motion carries. Representative Bailey? Is this your bill? I'm not sure exactly.
I'd be happy to carry if there's nobody who feels strongly about carrying it.
I have no need to carry it.
Does anyone else like to carry it? Representative Bailey, I think you're on the hook.
Okay.
Representative Bailey will carry, and with that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 4079. And if I can find my agenda, we'll open the work session on Senate Bill 1531. And that's yours as well, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this is just to refresh memories. This is the Reconnect bill. You have all the paperwork. There was a minimal revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
And this is the one with the fix for the duplicate taxation of some issues involving farm co-ops.
Yes.
Agricultural co-ops.
Yeah, the ag co-ops. It clarifies language around the 2005 disconnect, right, so that they continue filing their tax returns the way they have since 2005.
And otherwise, this encompasses the materials that were given to us by the CPA some days ago, weeks ago, whenever it was, and has a minimal revenue impact, if I understand it.
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Representative Berger?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 1531A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Berger moves Senate Bill 1531A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Is there any objection to the motion? I don't see any. The motion carries. Who would like to carry this bill?
I can carry it.
Representative Berger will carry. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 1531. We'll open the work session on Senate Bill 1532. And colleagues, while Paul is coming, I simply note that we did not schedule a public hearing on this bill because this bill, as it turns out, is identical to the hearing that we held on House Bill 4067 and the -1 amendment to that bill, and therefore we've already held a public hearing on the exact substance of this bill, word for word. Paul.
Yes, that's correct, Mr. Chair. So it should look familiar to you. House Bill 4067-1. Senate Bill 1532A incorporates the exact wording. The key elements to the bill are that it clarifies that an owner of a data center is not a centrally assessed property under the central assessment statutes if certain conditions are met. And those conditions are the company has invested in a data center-related property, the property is part of an enterprise zone agreement, and the data center investment represents more than 95% of the total property owned in the state by the company. And it would apply to next property tax year starting July 1, 2012. A couple of amendments that were put in, one was to limit the exemption from central assessment to the life of the enterprise zone agreement to that time period, and also to limit it to the property, to the data center property with a 95% requirement.
Okay.
You'd pass the Senate unanimously.
Thank you. Any discussion? Questions for Paul? Do I have a motion?
Yes.
Representative Berger?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Senate Bill 1532A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Berger moves Senate Bill 1532A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objection to the motion? Okay, motion carries. Representative McLean, I assume you're sitting there because you'd like to carry this bill? Thank you. Representative McLean will carry the bill. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 1532. Colleagues, watch your email and the agenda section for new work. We have a couple of bills coming our way from the Rules Committee on county issues that you're familiar with that we've seen before. Don't forget, 2 o'clock, we have floor. We'll need you for a quorum. Anything else? Committee's adjourned. See you Monday. See you Monday.